You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, or the AFL-CIO, is the largest federation of unions in the United States. The Idaho chapter is one of nearly 500 state and local labor councils of the AFL-CIO. The organization believes all working people deserve good jobs and the power to determine their wages and their working conditions. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this, as well as what's going on at the State House today, are Representative Jake Ellis from District 15, who is an AFL-CIO board member, and Shalana Campbell, a Union Local 55 journeyman sheet metal worker. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So first off, just explain for people who are not aware of maybe how unions work and things like that, what the AFL-CIO is, what it does.
You know, from the very earliest inception of the United States, the idea of people grouping together for a common cause, sometimes against an oppressive force, to better their conditions. And that's the basis of standing together and sitting at the table and coming up with better working conditions, pay, benefits, which all equates to family security. It's interesting because it's also related to safe working places. In non-work to right-to-work states, you're 40% safer on the job site than you are in right-to-work states. So when employees have an active part in their work, in their environment, and a say at the table, they achieve not only wages but benefits but also safe working environments. And that's really important to not only their families, but the community as well.
What I think is interesting about that is I think a lot of times when we hear about unions, it is about, you know, we're fighting for better wages, for better working conditions. But this goes a step farther because you advocate even within the AFL-CIO for social and economic justice. I mean, things like that. I mean, if there's sexual harassment, I mean, because as you said, Representative Ellis, that goes back to that whole idea of a safe working environment.
Indeed. Indeed. And you know, the pleasure of being at the AFL-CIO at the state level is that we talk a lot about Idaho working conditions, bettering the lives of Idaho working families, which is the vast majority of Idahoans. And so when you look at some of the enhancements in the past of getting rid of the child labor laws, as far as the weekend, as far as overtime, and some of the fights that have been fought, that fight comes from a base of from people that stood up, grouped together, and fought for working people. Now, that's an Idaho value. An Idaho value is that working people should receive a fair pay for a good day's work. And we also add to that they should be safe.
And Shalana, I want to bring you into the conversation. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you are a journeyman, Union Local 55. You started as an apprentice. So talk to me a little bit about your journey, first off, because you started as an apprentice, I believe, in 2013?
Yes, I did. I started the program in 2013. I had always loved to work outdoors and with my hands and, you know, just being active. And so I had talked to the representative for the Local 55, J.R. Finley, and he introduced me and gave me all the information that I needed about what exactly it was that they do, and I was super interested. And so throughout the apprenticeship program, they have always treated me fair, maybe, you know, a little better than others, in the aspect that, you know, if I didn't feel comfortable or it wasn't safe, then we would find a way or make a way for it to work. And the school was amazing. I mean, I got the education that I needed to do the job that I get to do every day, and I love it. So, I mean, it's a great thing, and women can do it too. It's not just a man.
It isn't, because a lot of times when I mean, you're a sheet metal worker.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is pretty awesome.
And you kind of touched on this about you've always felt like they've treated you fairly, and mm-hmm. even as you just said, maybe sometimes better than other places have.
Yes.
Do you think that goes back to being part of a union?
Oh, I know it does.
So yeah. Tell me a little bit about why you feel that way.
Because I built cabinets before for other companies, too. And just the way, you know, you weren't treated the same as other guys. Maybe, you know, looked down on like you couldn't do it, or, you know, they'd hand off activities and
smaller tasks, things like that, to the women.
Yes.
And then it goes down that path of, was there equal pay? Was there equity?
Yeah. And I never really paid attention. I was so young. But now I know that I am paid just the same as my brothers next to me. And, you know, I do just as much hard work as they do. And, you know, it pays off, like the schooling and everything. I didn't have to pay any of it back. They take care of you. I am able to raise my two boys on my own and support our, you know, our lifestyle. And it's a good one.
So. And Representative Ellis, that goes back to this whole idea of fairness, because even in this day and age, in 2019, I think any woman would have a story of not having some type of parity or equity at some point in their working life.
And I would agree to that. And I think that that's one of the huge benefits of unions today, that there is no difference in pay equity for the people. So there isn't a gender gap. You're paid for the work and the position you're in, granted your seniority and time on the job. So I think that's a real key, and that's really important to me. I also am a retired firefighter from the city of Boise, and I fought for policy that opened up those job opportunities to young women that see that as a career path. Mm. By installing a pregnancy policy so that should women be interested in firefighting, they knew that they could still have a family. And that was set for them and provided that path. And I think the sum of the obstacles need to be looked at in each of our work environments. There's a lot to do, but I think unions have demonstrated a role and can be a role model for other workplaces.
I'm speaking with Representative Jake Ellis from District 15, who is an AFL-CIO board member, and Shalana Campbell. She's a Union Local 55 journeyman sheet metal worker, and we are talking about unions. And one of the reasons why is because tell me what's going on at the State House today. And this is to bring really recognition about unions and how they work, correct?
That's correct. We're the benefit of having union and labor at the State House today is to make sure that our representatives, that they are duly elected, understand the value that union labor and union work brings to the state of Idaho. And that's really important looking at the STEM report that was just listed. Right,
yes.
So we're looking at over 6,300 jobs that were left on the table and unfilled. Well, these are the jobs apprenticeships could fill. So, you know, that's a lot of money and a lot of opportunity that our school systems are missing out on. And years ago, I was in a revenue taxation committee hearing, and the Jeff Sayer, the then Department of Commerce, said, the problem is we lack a pipeline of skilled workers. So he sees a direct correlation is that the state is doing well, but not everybody is sharing that prosperity. And that's what needs to change. Mm-hmm. We need to make a direct investment in our schools to build that pipeline to feed the workers for tomorrow and to feed the workers to go into apprenticeship programs, which could fill those STEM jobs and bring value and to Idaho's economy as well to the workers themselves.
What's interesting to me, too, Shalana, is you said that you didn't have to pay any of your schooling back.
Mm-mm. They paid for it. Yeah.
And that is because you went into a specific apprenticeship program.
Yes,
so. And is this how they normally work then with apprenticeships?
Usually, yes.
Yes, you know, the apprenticeships work, and it's a beautiful thing because it costs the state zero. And so it provides an opportunity for kids that aren't going to college, which unfortunately are the majority of our kids graduating high school. It provides that opportunity that can be paid while they're in training, build towards the journeyman, get a card, and be able to work anywhere, but for a good paying job. But again, one of those STEM jobs we talked about.
Well, what's interesting, we had the Idaho Business for Education on the program yesterday, Rod Grammer, and we talked just about this, though, this idea of going on. Not everyone, wants to go on to a four-year school, but there is such a need, as studies are showing, that people need some type of secondary education. So in your experience, Shalana, it was becoming a journeyman, going through this apprenticeship. You got that secondary education. It just didn't happen to be a four-year degree.
No.
And it has worked out well.
Yes. I still went through a four-year program, apprenticeship program, and got certified as a journeyman, yes, and took the test to get my license. So
So it's not necessarily an easy program. I mean, when you're talking 4 years, but there's a guarantee at the end of it.
Yes, you are also working throughout your apprenticeship. So you are employed by an employer, and then you go to school and you learn the trade. And so what is that's, I think, the best part about it is you are actually employed during your schooling, and you will remain employed after you turn out.
And Representative Ellis, this is one of the things that probably needs to be talked about a bit more when we talk about, you know, a lack of a pipeline or needing to fill these STEM type jobs, is that it's getting the word out.
It is. It is getting the word out. And, you know, anybody that's interested, there's a lot of work to be had. And each of the trades are looking for people to enter the apprenticeship program. There's a site, idahoapprenticeships.org, that Idahoans or people can look at or pass around to your families and friends if there's people that are looking to better their position, to go into a trade for a good paying job with benefits, that has health insurance and has a pension. You just don't find much anymore. But at the same time, being paid from day one for your training.
Yeah, which is huge, because that's also a block for a lot of people to be able to go on, is not having that. One last question for you. I looked on the local website of the AFL-CIO, the Idaho website today, and the national website, and both have a note right on the front page saying to end the government shutdown. Are union workers being affected by this, or is it just the systemic issue of this and affecting
Union workers are part of the 800,000 people that have been without a job during the shutdown. So you look at the Association Federal Government Employees, AFGE, they have a lot of workers, and it's getting to the point where they've missed their first paycheck, right? And there's GoFundMe, pages trying to, help those people out to make up for mortgage payments, to, car payments and all the things that has to happen. But they're without a paycheck right now. And so I think that the priority for us is to get these people back to work.
And that just goes, once again, back to this whole idea of advocating for all workers.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And to say that there's a range of different unions. There's your trades, which include your electrical workers, your plumbers, your sheet metal workers, carpenters. I'm going to forget a few. But then there's also governmental, like firefighters, police associations, federal government employees. There's AFG workers at the VA center here in Boise, as well as Social Security offices across the country.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking with me. My guest today, Representative Jake Ellis from District 15, and Shalana Campbell, a Union Local 55 journeyman sheet metal worker, talking about unions and how they work. Thank you so much for the conversation today.
And thank you for having me.